Let's begin. We're up to a new simin. This is timely in Yanim. Baruch Hashem, we come to Kuf Zayin. It happens to be perfect time to learn these simonim. Dinei Chodesh Nisan, Boy Gimel Sifim. The laws of Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan is when next Shabbos, right? A week from this Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kol Chodesh Nisan ein oimim tachnun v'loi tzidik adin v'ein oimim tzikoschot b'Shabbos b'mincha. The entire Chodesh Nisan, we do not say tachnun. We do not say tzidik adin. That is by a funeral at the Beis HaKavaros. There are, I think, 11 psukim that are called tzidik adin. V'ein oimim, also we do not say the kel mole. Yeah?
In your article, Siddur,
Chav Gimel Adar? Oh, you mean Meluim? Okay. When the Beis Hamigdash was completed by He by Yom Hashmi. Okay, in Echadam. The Beis HaMikdash was completed on the 23rd day of, the Mishkan was completed on the 23rd day of Adar. And for 7 days they erected, Moshe Rabbeinu, they erected the Mishkan and they took it apart. By Yehi, by Yom HaShmini, on the 8th day they left it up, they put it up and they left it up. So that was the first day of Nisan. That's the first day. At least they have to go back 8 days backwards to the 23rd day of Adar. So already it's a minik by some not to say tachnun. Some don't say tachnun the whole year. They don't say tachnun the whole year round. They always have a reason.
Today is a big yahrzeit.
Today, who's yahrzeit? What?
Eliyashiv, brother.
Eliyashiv is yahrzeit. Arba. Arba. But the Litvaks, we don't commemorate a yahrzeit by not saying a tachnun. Adarabah, on a yard side, you're supposed to fast by the Litvish Olam. Okay, but okay, let's leave it at that.
To make, you know, just to remember, anybody at the yard side,
this is the last time. It takes longer. The kelmoles take longer by mincha than it takes the mincha. Okay, let's see what it says. The ein oimim tzidkascha b'shabbes b'mincha. We do not tzidkascha tzedek. Noihagin the tzidkascha tzedek is a form of tzidik hadin. Who are we saying tzidkascha tzedek for Shabbos mincha? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Shabbos. The tradition is Shabbos mincha. And therefore we say tzidkascha tzedek to commemorate the patira of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a form of tzidik hadin, and therefore it's not said. It is not said on what? Also, but the tzidkascha, I think it's said primarily from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Okay. Tzidkascha tzedek should be mincha.
Different order?
I don't know, because the order, there's a chronology, which one, I think it depends on...
In the right order, in the order of the Pesukim. The order of
the Pesukim in Tanakh. But just because...
They're
of the
Tehillim.
In Tehillim, in the prop, in the order. Okay, I don't know the answer, I don't know. V'ein oimim tzikoscha b'shabes v'lecha v'noigim mirosh chodesh v'elech l'kros b'chol yom parshas hanosi shehekrit bo b'yom. Okay, there's a minig among some every single day, the first to read the parshios of the Nesim for 13 days. The first 12 days correspond to 12 shvatim. Yosef is divided into shvatim from Menashe. On day 13 we learn v'yihi v'haloscha es haneros. And day 13 corresponds to Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi. V'noigim mirosh chodesh v'elech l'kros בכל יום פרשס הנוסי שהקר בו ביום וביום שלוש עשר כאן פרשס פעלו יצחה עד until ad ad kain also es hamenora until the pasuk of kain also es hamenora shuneged shifter shel lady. And this is a very controversial thing. Should on some shuls they take out a sefer Torah after davening and they actually lean from a sefer Torah. Some object to this practice because if you take out the sefer Torah to lean in betzibur, you must make a bracha. There's no such thing as reading from a sefer Torah without making a bracha. Asher bochar banu and asher nosan lanu. And there is no takana anywhere in Shulchan Aruch and Chazal to lay in the Nesim with the Bracha, so therefore you're stuck in the middle. Manavshach, if you take out the Sefer Torah and you learn from the Sefer Torah, you must make a Bracha. But you can't make a Bracha, we Bracha Levatola, because nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say that you're allowed to make a Bracha. So what do you do? Yeah? by women. That's the same exact problem. Rav Pam was very upset. Rav Pam heard him say himself, Rav Pam, the minhag olam is not like this. But Rav Pam and other poskim as well, they objected strongly to the practice of having a special reading for women later in the day for Parashat Zohar. First of all, there are many issues. First of all, according to some opinions, Parashat Zohar was only instituted to be said during Shachris and Musaf. You have no right to lay in Parsha Zohar Mincha time. Mincha time is not a time of Hashlam. It's a general question. If a person misses Kriya Satara, if you have a group of people who are traveling together and they miss Kriya Satara in the morning by Shachris, are they allowed to be Mashlam Kriya Satara Monday, Thursday in the afternoon? In the afternoon. I once heard a shiur from Rav Herschel Schachter. He said that Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, he did this often. He traveled to Boston and to give shiur back and forth during the week, and often he would miss Kriya Satara on a Monday or on a Thursday, and he would ask the Talmidim, there should be a minion of people who would lane with him, be with him for Mincha, and they would lane at Mincha. Rav Herschel, what?
Make
the brachas, lane with the brachas. So Rav Herschel Schachter, he says this was his practice, and he goes through the whole sug, and he shows that many poskim disagree. Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik followed a Rav Yosher, he certainly knew all the Makaros, and he went to all the Makaros and he quoted all these little fine little letters in Sar Shulchan Aruch, that not in these obscure places, Kedarka Vakodesh, the incredible Bikias, that not everyone holds you even allowed to lay in Monday, Thursday, Kriya Satorah in the afternoon. And for the same reason, you're not necessarily allowed to lay in Parsha Zohar at Mincha in the afternoon after the Zman, when it's not during the Tefillah. In addition, there's another problem, is that you have to have a minyan to lay. Well, if you have a minyan, you have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. So how gives you the right to make a bracha when you're not allowed to make a bracha? Make a bracha. When for Parashat Zohar?
No, for the Nesiyim.
For the Nesiyim, why do you have Naim Sukkim? For each one of the Nesiyim, you have Naim Sukkim?
Six.
Okay, but everyone agrees without question, you don't make a bracha when you lay in the Nesiyim when davening is over. And so therefore some object and some hold that since if you're going to lay, you need to make a bracha. And you can't make a bracha because it doesn't say anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch that you should make a bracha. So it's not a good idea to lay in from a Sefer Torah. The best you can do is lay in from a Chumash. Every individual should take out a Chumash and read, if you want to be back in this minute, to read. There are different minhagim. I know Frankel's they do. I remember seeing in Frankel's they did indeed lane, that after the davening is over, they take out a Sefer Torah and they do lane the parsha of the Nesim.
That's why you don't say Tachman the first 13 days.
You don't say Tachman because it's the Nesim, we remember from the Nesim, and therefore then you have Pesach, so you have the majority of the month. Memela, you don't recite Tachman the entire month. What else don't you do? There's not mentioned over here, you don't say Yom Kippur Katan. There are 4 months a year where you do not have Yom Kippur Katan, and that is Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. There is no Yom Kippur Katan because that would be, you'd be saying Yom Kippur Katan during Chodesh Nisan, and we don't do Tachnun, Tachanunim, these things during Chodesh Nisan. So that's one of the months when you're off the hook. Okay, let's go see what it's over here in the She'adim, Mitzuyanim, Sharim Yisrael B'halacha, Kol Chodesh Nisan, I am a Sefer Igud Dekalo, La'agur HaKodesh Mahar Tsa Medinov, the Be'oisa, Ha'yud Be'ez Yamim, HaRishonim B'Nisan, Nehima Bo B'Khlal, B'Khlal, they correspond. The first 12 days of the year correspond to the 12 Chodesh Hashana. B'chol Yom Rumaz L'Chodesh, a very Kabbalistic concept. Each day corresponds to an entire month. The Zove Haros Yivulin L'Spoinim. Okay, I'm not sure what these words mean over here. Lesboinin b'chol yom eze meha'uros yeh b'chodesh shekeneged hayom ahu, that during each one of these days a person should focus on the events that happened during those months. Uve yicholim lesboinin v'yicholim for the future. You can predict what's going to happen. Yecholim lehisboinin b'chol yom ezem uros yeh b'chodesh shekneged hayomahu. That during those first 12 days, if you really have kavanah, you can figure out what's going to happen in the future. I don't know what that word is. Admar Marino Harav Yaakov Yitzchak Milublin Hoya Koisei Baruch Kachoy B'chol Yomayiyah in Achnami, that he would write down what would happen Mashiach B'chol Chodesh Kinoida, like is well known. He would predict, it was his custom that during those 12 days, the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, he would predict, he would write down what's going to happen throughout the entire year. Uva Oysa Hashana Shinispakish B'Yeshiv Shlomayla, on the year when he was Nifter, B'chodesh Menachem Av Loi Kosav Rak Ad Menachem Av Ayin Sham. So the fifth month of the fifth day, he did not write down. That he already sensed that the year that he was Nifter, so he wrote down events, he predicted the future, what's going to happen, and when it came to the fifth day of Chodesh Nisan, he did not write down from the fifth day to the 12th day what's going to be, because he already sensed that he's not going to be in this world during that period of time. Nisan is called Aviv. Why is Chodesh Nisan called Chodesh of the Spring? Osios Av Yud Beis. It's the father of the 12 months of the year. Rumas Shuhu Av Liyud Beis Chodashim. Each day corresponds to an entire month. And we say the same thing when it comes to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You have a week. You have Rosh Hashanah. There are 10 days. There's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, Yom Kippur is 1 day, and that leaves you with 7 days. And those 7 days correspond to the 7 days of the week. And Chazal, it's brought down the Mishnah that every day you're supposed to think backwards, not forwards. That Sunday, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you should be mechaven all of the Sundays of the past year, all of the Averis the person did on a Sunday, should be mesakin that Sunday. Monday correspond to all the Mondays of the previous year. Here we're doing the same exact idea, but going forward. By taking the first 12 days of the month, each day of the month is an omen for what's going to be for the entire year, and a person, I guess, should be mispalo. I guess the lesson is you should be mispalo in these days, especially days of tefillah, to prepare for the coming days of the year. There's another idea, you have the same idea, and that is Friday night, the Neros, there's a tradition that the two, the Neros, if you have good ears, the Neros tell you what's going to happen the entire week. You're supposed to come back from shul and look at the Nero Shabbos and put your listen, and they're flickering, and when they're flickering, they're speaking. The neshamas are there, and they're telling you what's going to happen the entire week. Give you some good stock tips if you listen carefully to the Nero Shabbos. Okay, so these are some interesting ideas. Okay, now, halacha beis v'loy tzidik hadin, we do not recite tzidik hadin on the entire Chodesh Nisan. Ayin b'shulchan aruch de'ein maspidim bo. There are no hespedim delivered in Chodesh Nisan. Ayin b'chodesh yatzlach de'lehagid sheva chameis b'yodam choshev muter. There are exceptions. To give over sheva chameis. Now, I don't know the difference between hesped. Hesped primarily means to make people cry. These are all the chilukim you hear when you go, Rachman, let's say you go to a Levi, they tell you, even though today's day, they're not supposed to say hespedim, but. So what are the excuses? The classic excuses is the yikar de meis, the yikar de chai. Hesped is to give honor to the dead and to give honor to the living. You have to mechazik the family. The people, the family who they need chizuk. So we're giving praise, the reason why we're giving praise to the dead is not because we really want to praise the dead, we want to be mechazik the avelim. They need chizuk. The yisayimim, the almana needs chizuk. The spouse needs chizuk. That's one head. The other head is going over here is that we're not hesped. The purpose of hesped is to make people cry. The purpose of hesped is to realize what we are lacking. Now that this person is no longer here, the world is a different world. The world is the b'chitzas hadar. Don't focus on the situation. Instead, just focus, sing the praises of the person who was nifter. When you shift the focus that we're going to praise the person who's no longer here, and we're not going to focus on what we are lacking and how we now suffer due to his absence, that is not necessarily a violation of hespedim on Chodesh Nisan. But of course, these are all leniencies. And many rabbanim, Rav Dovah Feinstein, they gave high praise to people that followed halacha and strictly that don't give hespedim at all. Okay, mut va'achin chas shulchan b'chagoyin rav Zalman in the shulchan b'charav dil chacham b'fanav. Now there's an exception. A chacham b'fanav is an exception. The oyd shlo nikbar mas speedim. You'll have to be give a big hespit for a talmud chacham. The ayim Yeshuas Yaakov shehis b'tam chacham b'yudal nisan. The Yeshuas Yaakov himself was maspid for tam chacham on erev Pesach. The yudal nisan came in since the ain the medina the gemara yesh lohakel tam chacham kol shulchan chas v'prim. The Lachacham Bifonov, a Talmud Chacham Bifonov, Maspidim Afilu Be'erev Pesach Achar Chatzos. And for that matter, what does that automatically tell you? That you'll want to do the same thing on Chol Hamoed. On Chol Hamoed, you'll want to be Mas. When was Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Nifter? I think on Chol Hamoed, right? I think it was Nifter on Chol Hamoed. Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. I think it's different. Chalamoid, there are a chacham b'fanav erev Pesach ad chatzos, the same status of chalamoid, and if we paskin, so you want to be massive for a chacham and b'fanav. Halacha.
My grandfather was left the erev Pesach.
Yeah. No haspedim. They made a shloshim. Oh, and they made a shloshim during chodesh. Oh no, was chodesh? It was already chodesh iyar. It was already chodesh. There's another halacha that you now want to give the mass, but 30 days before Yom Tov, 30 days before Shavuos. So 30 days later, was that 30 days? Was that within 30 days of Shavuos? It was. It's an year, but it's within 30 days of Shavuos. Shavuos. Okay. There's another very big shaila of having a hesped. You're not allowed to schedule a public hesped 30 days before Yom Tov. So during Svira. I know this was an issue with my father. My father was Nifter on Pesach, and the shul, they without asking anyone, they scheduled a hespit within 30 days of Shavuos on the Shloshim. So people told them that you're not allowed to do that. It's within 30 days. So whatever. So they said, I don't know. It was already scheduled. It was already too late to turn back. But it's a very big issue. There's an issue that lechatchila you're not supposed to schedule a public hesped for a Talmud Chacham, for anyone for that matter, 30 days before a Yom Tov. This is not halacha. That's not well known. You always, every so often, they hear, you see signs that a hesped mar, they have hesped them for different gedolim, different, even not gedolim, anyone, people, families can get together. It's not to be done within 30 days. Okay, halacha gimel. Shulchan Aruch, because the simcha of Yom Tov already is present with the shloshim yom kodem achak. Just like shoylim v'darshim shloshim yom kodem regel, the simcha of the Yom Tov already is present 30 days before the Yom Tov. 30 days before Shavuos. What? If the Shloshim falls out 30 days before one of the Shalosh Regalim, you're not supposed to lechatchila have hespedim. You could have a Suda. The family can get together and they can say also nice things. But to make it into a hesped, which leads to crying and leads to reflection on Musar, on typically you go to these like Hespedim for Gedolim. So what is it all about? Everyone should do tshuva. A person died, a Nisa of a Tzaddik is a Tviya, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us, even if the Tzaddik was 100 years old, it doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Toveya, you do tshuva. You should do tshuva. It's not the proper time to do something like this 30 days before Yom Tov. Now, you're not dealing with a Gadol HaDor, dealing with just a family to get together. There's nothing wrong with having a Suda Shloshim. You have a Suda Shloshim, and you have a Siyam, and if you have these people say the speeches, that's perfectly permitted. That's fine. That's not called a Hesped. A Hesped is when the focus is crying, mourning, and inspiring people to do tshuva. That is the focus of a real Hesped. And that is not supposed to be done 30 days before Yom Tov. Yes. So you wait until after. So you wait until after Shavuos is over. Ideally, you should wait until Yom Tov is over, and you doesn't have to be bo bayom. You want to have a hesped in honor of a person that's no longer here, a hesped. So you could, doesn't have to be bo bayom. You can wait until the yom tov is over.
So
it'll be 2 or 3 months
later.
Not two or three months. It's gonna be a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks after. That's right.
But you're losing Edison, which is, let's say, 15 days.
That's right.
You're losing a whole of you, which is another 30.
Okay, so whatever it is, it's a in a chanami.
Can't do anything anyway.
That's what it says. I was not involved in these decisions. I was only blamed that it was done, that it was not done. That it was not. I said I'm not the one. Whoever, I'm not going to tell you all the details. Not important, but that's what I was told. It's not proper to have a spade if it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch 30 days. Now, the only exception is Chacham Bifanov. If the Talmud Chacham has not been buried, that's a different category. When the Talmud Chacham has been buried and it's a question of coming together to be Maspid, Chazal said that if you're not Maspid a person, the terrible things can happen to the generation if you don't give proper eulogies for Talmidei Chachamim. But it has to be done in the proper time. But Chacham Bifanov, it says here Beferish, is an exception. Even Erev Pesach Achta Chatzais, and even Chum, which for that matter means, even on Chol HaMoyed, you're allowed to be Maspid a Talmud Chacham Bifanov. Okay, let's go further.
What about a regular person?
No, a regular person, L'chatchila not. You're not supposed to have Hespedim for a regular person on Chol HaMoyed, on any day that you do not say Tachnun. He mentioned here, he's Mechalik, he alludes to this idea, that sometimes you're giving if you shift the focus of the Hesped, not to cause people to cry, but just to focus on the Milos of the Nifter.
The person is Nifter within 30 days of the
Yes.
No,
then you're allowed. Of course you can have a spadim. Of course, you're allowed to have a funeral, you're allowed to have a spadim. Everything. Chodesh Nisan is the exception. The last 15 days before Pesach is a different category. 16 days before Pesach, you can have a regular funeral with full-fledged spadim. 16 days. Because the person, the mace is present. The mace, but if the mace already has been buried, and now the tzibur wants to come together and deliver eulogies in honor of his shloshim, or on whatever the event is, it's the yard site, let's say it's the yard site, and they want to come together and deliver real hespedim, which will make people cry and tell people to do tshuva, reflect upon this person, and to focus on your own shortcomings, that is not proper. You should wait until Pesach Yom Tov is over, during a time when these things are permitted.
So
you could have a yard site sudan, you could make siyum. We don't really make a spadim on yard sites. See, the problem is we don't really translate. We're confused with what we do today and what was done in ancient times. Like for example, in Tarvadas, every year they have a yard site event for Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Every year. So what is it? Someone from the family comes and he gives a drasha. They don't even talk about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. They say over Chiddush Torah. They come together in honor of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Petit, who's Nifta 26, 27 years ago. One of the members of the family comes for night Seder and he gets up from the Omen and he says over a Shtikl Torah. 45 minutes of our Torah in honor of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. That's the zechus of this learning should be a zechus for his neshama. Maybe they'll say a vart, they'll say something about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. That is not called a hesped. It's a memorial. A memorial, divrei Torah. We're talking about when you see every so often when a gadol hadar is niftar, and they have in various communities when they put a big sign, hesped mar, a bitter eulogy. A bitter eulogy will be delivered by Rabbanim, Gedolim, and the goal is to make the people in the audience cry, to focus on his midos, his milos, and to force people to do tshuva for what is lacking.
So if that's this month, will be 29.
Have you ever Kamenetsky?
My mother,
I was in Moshe also, they died the same year. And Moshe and Yaakov.
Later.
Okay. Okay, I think the battery here is about to go. All right. Let's do one more halacha. Okay, halacha, a little more. Let's see. Halacha gimel karin parshas behalayischa beharbei mekaymos hayunaygim likos parshas anesim misefer Torah. Okay, we discussed this. They would read it from a sefer Torah. V'hu noiva mehagoyin hakodesh merapshitz. Mehagoyin hakodesh maharza midinov dinova dinov. V'ayin bedivrei Torah mehadmor bal minchas lozav mun mimunkash shemavar sham tam ahetel letadl sefer Torah. There, who gave you a right to take a sefer Torah out of your kodesh to do such a thing? And in Echnami, the minig was to be makel. Avol b'shvil kriyas b'halois chabiyam yid gimel shini yom ha'akrovas and the same klal ein l'tadl sefer Torah b'shvil kriyas zo v'yikru b'yom yid gimel gam parashas b'halois chayigam yibayz gam parashas b'halois chayin shem. It's a very big chiddush. So he says that on day yud bays you should also read, you should read b'halois chayas haneros and don't take out the sefer Torah for yom yud gimel, because this idea that even the so there are 12 Shvatim, and we're not including Shevet Levi, we're including Yosef is bringing up the Nesima broken up into two parts, even though we do want to give some credit to Shevet Levi, but that does not allow us to take out a Sefer Torah on day 13, so we should lay it already on the Chaparayin, and lay day 13 on day 12, Ayin Sham. Uchidei laharos mokar memukar leminik hagoinim hatzadikim shayu noigim lutatl Sefer Torah b'shul l'kvias v'halayischa b'yom yud gimel. He does take note that it was the custom of some gedolim in the previous generation to take out a Sefer Torah on day 13 at Sayin. I will point you, I will direct you, Masha Motsasi B'Sefer Echon Migdoli Ha'achrayinim Shut Mekoyim Shmuel Debiyoyim Yigimul Hischel Aaron Lahalik Haneris B'Mishkon Ayin Sham V'in Kain Shapir Kmo Shemetalt Masefer Torah B'Shvil Shik Shegrivoy Hanesiyim B'chol Yom Kmo Kain Hu Heter HaTiltul HaSefer Torah B'Yom Yigimul Shehischel Aaron Bo Lahalik Haneris. Aaron's lining of the narrow is equivalent to the Nisim bringing a carbon. What?
Who did it the first?
Every Nasi. Who lived the first 13 days? I don't know. I don't know. But since that's what it says, Baalischa says, so that day 13, I don't know, maybe you're right, maybe no one lived the Menorah. I don't know. Who lived the Menorah during the first 12 days? So according to this interpretation, it is trying to say that it was inaugurated for the very first time on day 13 by Aaron. So maybe Moshe did it? I don't know. Good question. But since the pasuk explicitly says on day 13 that Aaron is now lighting the naros, so that's equivalent to the Nasi bringing a carbon. It's choshev, and that's the reason why the Goyim of the previous generations, it was their custom to read the Sefer Torah on day 13. I don't know what goes on today. I was once in Frankel's on during Chodesh Nisan, and it was new to me. I didn't know this. I was a child.
He must do a minkach. No,
12. It seems over here, what he says over here is that everyone only does today 12. No one does on day 13. He's just coming to say, I know the old timers in the room, remember the Friedrich Adar, they did it on day 13. So let me tell you, even though we don't do it today, there is a Makar and don't have Tainus on the Gedolah of the previous generation, why they did it on day 13.
Okay, how...
Yeah, they do take out the Sefer Torah. They still do it, right? There are many who object. In the article Kitta Shulchan Aruch, he brings down that many object to this practice of taking out the Sefer Torah because of the problem that you now have to make a bracha, and there's no right to make a bracha unless you're required to do so. And therefore, just read it from a chumash. Every person should read it privately from a chumash. Obviously, the Hasidim, they don't do this. Hasidim, they take out a Sefer Torah. There are different minhagim. They do take out a Sefer Torah. Okay, let's go to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis is Ein Mesanin Boyafilu Tainus Yartzeit. There is no fasting to be done Chodesh Nisan for Yartzeit. Avol Tainus Chaloim Mesanin. But you're allowed to fast for a Tainus Chaloim. You're leaving all the fast on Shabbos. On Shabbos and Yom, you can fast for a Tainus Chaloim. The exception is the firstborn's fast erev Pesach. And now it appears like we discussed this last year. Everybody remembers that erev Pesach, it used to be people really fasted. This that we do today, we make a siyum is a modern custom. It's a cop out. We make a siyum, but it used to be that people really did fast erev Pesach. Just in Scandinavia, it's too hard. If you don't fast, by the way, there's another technique. You can give tzedakah. You go to a siyum. If you can't find the siyum, you're traveling on business. Another technique is, you can do it on the radio. Yes, you can listen to a live siyum on the radio. Is also valid. B'diavet. We discussed that. It's also valid. B'diavet. And it has to be live. It has to be live. So you got to go listen to Jamie in the AM before 9 o'clock, yeah?
I'm going to have the same problem. Your father was lived on Pesach.
Yes.
When you go into the cemetery for the yard sale.
Well, my father's there at Israel.
So he was in America.
So what is my brother? My brother lives in Eretz Yisrael. So what does he do? No, you can go to the cemetery. I think there are different customs. I think going to the cemetery. You can go to the cemetery. You can go. You just go for Pesach. You just. I believe you can go. You just don't say a kelmole. You don't say tellim. Yeah, going to the cemetery is not equivalent to fasting. Fasting. Now, by the way, the articles are very important. Okay, he makes a point of saying this in the footnotes in the article is that you don't fast on Just because you don't fast doesn't mean you're off the hook. Okay, people who have the custom to fast on the yard site, why are you fasting? This is the Yom Hadin. It's a Yom, whatever this means, the Yom Hadin for the Neshama, on the yard side, it's a Yom Hadin for the family, for the Mishpacha, the Mazel is weak, because on that day, a member of the family died, for the Tzibroch, Kar De'avua. Oh, got lucky this year, got lucky, the Nifter was Nifter, the person died on a day that you don't say Tachon. So I don't have to, on Shabbos, whatever, I don't have to fast. Just because you don't have to fast doesn't mean you're off the hook. You have to compensate by doing other things. You have to say other religious things. You have to be marbe in saying Tehillim, in learning Torah, in doing tzedakah. The same discomfort a person would experience by fasting, which is a very significant discomfort. If you're going to fast along the summer day, to fast is not an easy thing. Also, you're off the hook, not off the hook. Do something else that will give you the same degree it's not a tsar, but the same degree of spiritual benefit. Whether it means each lefim mahalolai, whether it's going to say Tehillim, it's going to be to learn, to give staka, you're not off the hook. Just because people have this Yom Hadin. It's a day to reflect, both for the neshama upstairs and it's for the neshama and for your own neshama. A child, a relative, is an extension of that neshama. We're all connected, and in the same way that neshama was taken from on this day, there's a tzviya on a person in this world on that very same day. There are many different reasons. It's a day to reflect and to do tshuva, and that's something which I see people totally I don't have to fast. It's Shabbos. It's Yom Tov. It's Chol Hamoed. I'm off the hook. You're not off the hook. No such thing. You just don't fast. But you have to reflect that today is the Yard Site. Today is the Yom Hadin for you, regardless of the fact that you don't say Tachnun, and you have to do other things in its place.
At least I don't have to.
I'm saving money from three meals. Okay, let's go further, and I will explain this. Kasher Pesach, Kasher Yivur, Mirtz Hashem, Yigimel, Chos Vekala, Gamkin, Misan Bo, Ve'afilu Beroish Chodesh Nisan. A Chos and Kala are the exception. A Chos and Kala fast on Chodesh Nisan, they get married, and even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there are 2 months and you fast. Chodesh Av, and Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Av, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why? Who died in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Says the Shulchan Aruch, I forgot. Chodesh Nisan, Miriam died? Then who died? I forgot. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Someone, what? Aaron died on Chodesh Av. Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. A Chosan Kala can and should fast on Rosh Chodesh Av. Even a person, if he wants, is the exception. Chodesh Nisan also, I think Miriam died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if I'm not mistaken. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the person also, B'dievet, can fast. It's a more lenient type of Rosh Chodesh. And Chosan Kala fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, let's see the Sha'arim, Mitzvah, the Halacha. Let's just do one more Halacha. Gimel, B'Shabbos, Shagadol, the Mincha. On Shabbos, Hagadol, the time of Mincha, Noihagim she'ein oimim baruchi nafshi. We stop saying. Anyone here say baruchi nafshi? Anyone of you say baruchi nafshi in the whole winter?
Yeah,
oh, you say it very good. Good for you. You say baruchi nafshi tehillim. You should know that Shabbos mincha is the igaz man tefila. It's the best time to say tehillim. The tefillim is the most potent. You say vani sefila siluchah Hashem isratzon elokim rav chasachanim vashecha. When you, the Shabbos mincha is the ideal time. The greatest ace ratzon for tefila, especially when they open up the Aron Kodesh, Shabbos Mincha. It's a very holy moment, and that moment extends into Shalosh Sudos, and that's why you say the 15 Shir HaMalos. He's saying, you know, it's a tremendous koyach to say Tehillim after the Zman of Mincha on Shabbos. But we stop saying Baruch Inafshi, the Mizmor Tehillim then, and we start saying, that's when we start with Pirkei Avos, but there's a transition. The transition period between Pirkei Avos, between Baruch Inafshi and Pirkei Avos is Shabbos Hagadol. Shabbos Hagadol, what do you say instead? The Haggadah. You say the Haggadah to prepare. You say Lefishem Shabbos Haggadah Ha'isa Haschol Sagula VeHanisim, and we stop saying Tehillim El Avodim Hayinu. We say the Haggadah Lefishem Shabbos Haggadah Ha'isa Haschol Sagula VeHanisim was the meaning of the Gula. That's when we took for ourselves the Se, tied it to the bed to prepare for the Karban Pesach. Okay, the Gra did not say the Haggadah. He did not say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. Why not? I do not know. Let's see over here on the bottom. Let's see the Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet b'Shabbos Haggadah Ayin b'Shas v'Shulchan Aruch t'Shalim v'Darshim Hilchos Pesach Chidlo Pesach Shleishim Yoyim. The Gemara says you start learning the laws of Pesach 30 days. That's what we're doing today. 30 days of Pesach you start learning Halachas. V'Yayim b'Ber Hetev u'v'Achroinim. That we darshin this Shabbos Haggadol. Rak, the only exception is kishachal erev Pesach b'Shabbos, erev Pesach shachal yis b'Shabbos. Then we push it back a whole week. Oz makdimim hadrasha ayin sham. Then the Shabbos Haggadol drasha is the week before Pesach.
Not the Haggadah.
Right. The Haggadah is still Seir Pesach Bamish. Why do you darshin? Ayin b'shas b'rochis, taflamid, v'rashi sham, b'shabata d'rigla, the Shabbos before the regel, kosaf, shahoyu, noyhagim, lidwesh, kodim hayom, kumo pesach, atzeris, or sugis. Rashi says b'feirish, they would darshin the three chagim, the ayin b'toisvis, d'rak kodim pesach, he disagrees. Toisvis says not all three mo'adim, it is not necessary to darshin before Shavuos and Sukkos, only before not for Shavuos. There are not many halachas. Rak koydim Pesach v'Sukkos hoyu nohagim lidroish kamosh anu nohagim hayom. The ayin the Mishnah Berurah the sheim ho achrayim tichot ikor. What's the?
Also,
let's see what he can explain. He's coming here. He's coming to explain because we don't have a real Shabbos Haggadol drasha today. In most shuls, the Shabbos Haggadol drasha is homiletics. It's machshava, it's drush, it's politics, so that's what it says. So it depends where. So he says the Mishnah makes it very clear. The real purpose of the Shabbos Haggadol, at least it was instituted in the time of Chazal, was halacha, to go through the basics. To go through all the basic rules. V'ayim b'Mishnah Berurah b'Shem Achronim de'ikor l'choyres la'am Hashem, to the people of Hashem, dinei hilchos Pesach. Avul im hadrasha hu b'inyan echad in yoytzim yidei choyves takonis chazal. But if you darsh in yacher, when you start darshing the homiletics, then you defeat the purpose. V'vashara tzion hevi miyalkot the davka hilchos halachos mamish masha osur masha mutar halacha psuk, not pilpul halacha. Yeah, pilpul a ganza pilpul halacha. That's not called a Shabbos Haggadol drasha.
That's very common.
Very common. Well, homiletics is even more common. There are signs. You go look in the Flatbush Jewish Journal. It's very nice and very honorable. What?
Almost every time.
Yeah. And it's homiletics. It depends. So some are born and they do a little ball, a little bit half and half. Okay, but it's a very nice thing. So today it became probably a little bit of halacha to go through the basic halachas. the basic, what's asr, what's mutar, what are the zmanim, just to review a refresher course on the laws of Pesach. That's what the purpose is. I and my father's home of Racha. So the minhag was, the expectation was to give a Shabbos Hagdol, to give drush, homiletics. My father put an enormous amount of work into the Shabbos Hagdol, the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. However, in the morning, the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, the Balabatim, they got it by Shabbos Tavning scot free. Because there was no drasha before Musaf. Because the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha was in the afternoon, instead of the Shir and Talmud. Instead of the Shir and Talmud, it was the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. And everyone came, men, women, the shul was full. And in the morning, before Musaf, you're off scot-free. Right? You're off, there's no drasha. But for Pesach, my father's custom was, he gave the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, homiletics, Nachshav Adrush in the afternoon, but Shabbos before Musaf, he spoke for a very long time. He spoke for even a half an hour, basically halachas, all a refresher course in all of the laws of Pesach that are important for the Seder, Erev Pesach, Bir Chametz. That was what replaced the halacha, is what replaced the drasha that was given before Musaf. And then in the afternoon there was a Shabbos. It's a very nice thing. I find it very nice. You can really see the real shul that's mechabed their rav. They put a nice ad in the paper. They used to put it in the Jewish press. Then they started with the Atet. Now you can install the FJJ. It's a very nice thing. With Balabatim, they mechabed their rav, and they put a sign, even though no one's going to come anyway. No one's going to come. But it's a very nice thing. You mechabed the rav. You show that you care about the rabbi. We put it in the paper. Our rabbi will be giving a Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. The oil is invited to come. It's a very nice thing. It's a beautiful thing. What?
150 people.
That's 150 people. Wow. Okay, so it's a very nice thing. Hour and a half. Wow. Not halacha. A little halacha also. It's divided up.
The last half was different.
Was pilpul halacha? Was pilpul? That you show in Europe, the rabbanim only spoke twice a year. Only it's what it was in Europe. The European rabbanim, they spoke Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuvah.
You know why?
Why?
Shabbos Hagadol needs to speak to see if the
Pesach is
coming.
He needs what? Okay, but that's the way it was. Rabbanim, this is a new thing in America where Rabbanim, their role is public, to be a public speaker, to give inspiration to the words of Musar, inspiration, stories, drush. That's what the role of a rav is today. Halacha? No, you have an art scroll. You don't need a rabbi for halacha. Everyone has an art scroll, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, and everything today is a specialty. They're anyway not going to ask the rabbi when it comes to Shabbos, they're going to go to this rabbi. When it comes to Hilchas Nidah, they're going to go to their specialist. When they go to this rabbi, they're going to go to their specialist. Halacha has become a specialized industry, which is very nice, very good. So what's the role of a rav in the common rav? To be a leader, to be a community leader, to inspire people, which requires a rav to speak every single Shabbos. But that's not the way it was in Europe. And the way it was traditionally was a rabbi was mainly a posek. He was a kolbo. Every shiloh you had in the community, you came to the rabbi. That's what the rabbi's primary function was. Speaker? That's not what we hired you for, to be a speaker. Twice a year, he got up and he spoke. He spoke Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuvah. Someone told me that my own great-grandfather, Rav Aaron Levine, the Reish Sharaf, he only spoke twice a year, publicly. I mean, he was a speaker. He spoke in Parliament. He spoke in the Polish Sejm. That's like a Senate. He represented Klal Yisrael. He was a very big speaker. But for the community in Raisha, publicly, he only spoke twice a year. That's what I was told. Erev Pesach and Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos Hagadol. I'm not sure what he did. Shuvas. They like a lot of the older Rabbanim. Their favorite thing was answering Shuvas. They used to answer. They send letters. Sometimes the Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak. It was an event when the mail came. The Beis Yitzchak. There are six volumes of Shuvas from the Beis Yitzchak. He loved it. Every day when the mail came, it was an event. Letters. letters. People send letters, questions, and he would take a question, he would tackle the question and go through Shas and write a response, send it out. Now, can you imagine today people again to get a letter in the mail? Oh no, another bill, another problem. Who's interested in the mail today, right? That's what it was. It's a whole different. We're not familiar with the whole society. Okay, where are we up to over here? Okay, we're up to Dalwa Mahalocha. Let's start. Just try to finish up over here. Halacha, hey, Avad Maginu, I'm Minhagi Hagro. She'ein loymer hagada. A gra did not say the hagada b'shabbos. Hagada b'shum the Easter. The hagada v'hu mi built'a yibol me avor yoyim talmud mi ba'od yom yachom mi ba'od yom. I would think mi ba'od yom. Tamalim b'avor ze. The only time you say the Haggadah is dark when there's mat, that's the reason why they go to the Haggadah, because the Haggadah itself says that you only say the Haggadah when you have in front of you matzumar, and you do not have matzumar in front of you on Erev, on Shabbos Haggadah. Over there, they disagree. They say you should say it. Afilu chaler Pesach b'Shabbos. V'shamati v'reisi miharbe go'oinim v'tzadikim shoch. Beautiful thing that the Rabbi Brown says that he saw many gedolim. They only said the first line. They didn't open up the sitter. They just said the first line.
So is he talking general or just talking Erev Shabbos? That
every Erev, I think he's talking general. In Shabbos, every Shabbos Hagadol. No.
You skip the Yavetz. Yavetz says because. You can't
eat matzah. You can't eat matzah.
No, it doesn't make a difference according to that. But you can't.
You're not allowed to because the boil out of sasa. If you have matzah, Erev Pesach, it's like eating boil out of sasa. Erev Pesach, but it's then there's no avera to do so. But yochla, but it's from the nusach of the Haggadah, it's mashma that it's a zman when you have in front of you matzah mar. But you don't have matzah. There is no mitzvah to have matzah mar at that time. Okay, so there are different minhagim. There are different minhagim. Some are very strong that you should say some. You should not. Say, and he says there are pshara that he found by many tzaddikim, and they said the first line to be machzik in the minute. List halacha halacha vav shabbos agadol shabbos agadol. Shabbos Hagadol Chayitza Haschol Zagul Levayin Beis Yosef Shekasav Zeh Tam Al Kiddush Al Kuyasa Shabbos Hagadol. Why is it called Shabbos Hagadol? Why is it Gadol? Because that's when the Gula began, the Haschola began. Ukvar Herichu B'Sifrei Hadrush Tam Lezeh. There are many reasons why it's called Shabbos Hagadol. Bevadai Lahavi Tam Shekasav Hagadol Harishon. What? Oh, see, okay, that's one other. That's one reason. Bevadai Lahavi Tam Shekasav Hagadol Harishonim. Godol Shakosav Godol Harishonim Nishma Meharbe Svarim. I know what that means. But Sefer Parda, I know what that means. Kosav that Tam Shiva Shabbos Shalifne Pesach of the Godol Lufish Shachochem Doyresh Haloch Hilchos Pesach. The Shoyim Hom Harbe Bebesak Neses, the Nirulachem Hayom Oruch Vigodol. What a burden! It's a very big burden, the Shabbos, to sit around in the hot shul. Lachain Koro Shah, that's what Rashi says. Sefer Paradise, that's for the reason. That's what it's called Shabbos Kamo, Lachain Koro Hashmo Hagodol. Shkin Minag Ne Adam Shain Holchim Lulakan Lulakan Bul Kolayom El Yoshim Bagamecha, they sit in one place. The whole Shabbos is a very big strain. The Tam Zed. Kosav Gabi Maharil, okay, the father of all Minhagim, the Maharil. V'zeh l'shon v'zeh echad min ha-ta'amim shenikra Shabbos ha-gadol al derech shenikra Yom HaKippur Mitzoyim Rabba, the great fast day. Why is it called the Rabba, the great fast day? L'fi she-ma'arichin boi b'tzfila on Yom Kippur, it's called the great fast day because you sit in shul for a long time. You sit in shul a lot longer than you normally do. That's why it's called Rabba. So too, it's called Shabbos ha-gadol. You sit in shul a lot longer than you would like to. You have to sit for the drasha. Betzvilos uvet chinois kach marichin b'shabbos hagadol b'hadrasha ayin sham. We'll stop over here. Take a short break. And then